Okay, morning, everybody. This is David Corris, co-chair of the committee. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 10:03. We'll start with roll call, no particular order. Co-chair Tom Patton.
Present.
Paul Whitescarver.
Here.
Paul Hinch.
Here.
John Johnson.
Here.
Gaffney Fesco.
Here.
And Doug DeLina. Great. With full participation, we will get started. I will begin with requesting a motion to approve the July 16th committee meeting minutes.
So moved.
Moved by John. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Tom. Any questions, comments, or requested amendments? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Any aye. Vote? Any abstentions? Okay, moving on to public comment. Any members of the public wish to speak at this time? If you're on Zoom, just press your raise hand button. If you are on the phone, you can press *9 to indicate your desire to speak. Hearing none and seeing none, we will move on to the financial update. And Faye, I will hand it over to you for the monthly report.
Well, prior to that,
Ulysses.
Yes, this being perhaps my last meeting with this particular committee, you know, I'd like to, Mr. Chairman, also let the committee know that the fiscal and financial management of the CBA is strong, solid. It's intact. All reporting that is required, reporting, financial reporting, is up to date. And so I just wanted to let you know that the deck is clear.
You're not taking her with you, are you?
Oh, no. No. I was just getting ready to mention that because it's all clear because of our financial management duo with Faye as our finance director and ethics liaison, but we're also joined today by our fiscal and financial analyst who has never attended one of these meetings because she is usually at another job. She works here part-time as our fiscal and financial analyst, but she's here today, and I also want to acknowledge the outstanding support and efforts that have been expended and extended by Lori Epler, who is here today as well. But I also wanted to indicate to you that that we're looking also, you're going to be receiving just a report today that we're looking at options. As our income surpluses are going to grow over the years as a result of the operations at State Pier, we're looking at additional ways of investing, if you will, those funds. For interest income. So you're going to get a report regarding that today as well. So I'm going to turn this over now to our finance director.
Thank you. You'll kind of need it. Good morning, everyone. Before I start on fiscal year 2025, I would just like to highlight two adjustments to fiscal year 2024 close off. For the assessable revenue under revenue, we received and adjusted for the final quarter for fiscal year 2024. So our assessable revenue closed at $1.2 million, taking our total revenue to $3.8 million. And depreciation, we received the final document. So our depreciation figure was amended to $5.1 million. Our close off. Our total change in net position closed at $20.9 million. Moving on to fiscal year 2025 revenue. $596,000, which comprised 500,000 from new, 13,000 interest from the stiff, and 82,000, which is the impact fee from Gateway. Expenditure, 199,000. And operating surplus before depreciation, 397,000. Depreciation, 460,000. And operating loss after depreciation of 63,000. Non-operating revenue, 12,000. Expenditure, $250. And change in net position for non-operating, 12,000. Total change in net position, minus 51,000. Moving on to the notes accompanying the statement of revenue and expenditure.
Life insurance.
Term life insurance is what CPA has for employees.
It's a benefit.
Benefit, yeah.
Yeah.
Any questions on page 2? Moving on to page 3, additional notes.
Not spending very much money, y'all. Fabulous.
Any questions on page 3? Moving on to page 4, which is the balance sheet. Total current assets, $28.5 million, comprising of cash and cash equivalents of $4.3. That $4.3 contains $3 million in stiff and $1.3 in general operations bank account. Restricted cash, which is your Webster, $22.2 million. Due from state, $7,000. Receivables, deposits, and prepaid expenses, $242,000. And lease receivable, $1.7 million. Total non-current assets, $308.5 million. And your total assets, $337 million. Liabilities and net position, current liabilities, $8.9 million, which consists greatly of the retainage payable for the HDA project to Cuba. Non-current liabilities, $19.6 million. Which consists of $3.8 million for the lease liability long term and deferred employed resources.
Can you all still hear us with that construction noise?
I'll try to
see. Yeah, that. Yep.
I've got one question for you, Fed. The accounts payable, $1 million at the end of last year, 924. That seems like a lot. What?
So that consists of the Qubit payable. So
it's whatever is outstanding to Qubit. Okay, got it. All right. I was thinking like just our typical operating expenses, and
no.
That would be quite significant. Okay, got it.
So basically, we're covered on our
yes.
Needs to pay every month.
Definitely. Yeah. Net assets, $308.5 million, which corresponds with net position as of the beginning of the period, $308.5 million, less change in position of 51, which brings us to $308.5 million. Moving on to page 5. Analysis of capital assets as of July 31st, 2024. Any questions on page 5?
So the 62,576 for the lease here.
Yeah.
Why don't we book that?
So we book that because it's a long-term lease over a period. This is for 3 years.
Okay.
So it's like a liability,
gotcha.
Which
yeah. Right, we're obliged to
the
lease, yeah. Okay.
Moving on to page 6, which is statement of cash flow. Cash flows from operating activities, 11,500. Cash flows from capital and related financing activities, 312,000. And cash flow from investing activities, 32,000. Net change in cash, cash equivalents, and restricted cash, 356,000. Taking into account our opening cash balances of 26.1 million, our closing cash, cash equivalents, and restricted cash is 26.5 million.
So is that what we're trying to invest a little bit on better? Is that what the 26 million? We're
just
not trying to
just
invest
the four. Just the four.
Yeah.
Some portion of the four.
Some portion of
the four. Yeah. Not the restricted stuff.
Yeah.
Restricted stuff mostly sits in core.
Right.
Or
yeah.
Webster. That's true.
And moving on to page 7, which is the project balances as before. Any questions on page 7? And the final page, analysis of the HDE, Harbor Development Agreement.
So I'll call folks' attention to two things here just to make sure that you understand. The top piece hasn't changed in some time, right? Those are all the various revenue streams coming into the project, both from the state and from our private partners. On the second sort of tranche of information here on the expenditure side, you have all the notices to proceed that have been issued based on amendments to the contract with Kiewit. That last one there, the $283,000, that's what we will be taking up at today's board meeting. I do want to note, though, down below, you'll see the $311,350, which corresponds to the $311,350 up above. And then you'll see there $2,005,036.25. That is the interest that we have earned on our investments within the escrow. And so we were entitled to the interest on all the state bond funds that flowed through the escrow. NEO was entitled to the interest on their funds held in escrow. And so we have their interest, but it is restricted because we expect that they are going to request that upon project completion. Since we've achieved substantial completion, we are now starting to count that interest as an available source of funds
for
the project.
For us.
Yeah. And so that $2 million has been accruing in the background in the escrow accounts. We're now, as of this month, starting to show that on the project sheet.
But we don't have to share that with the Gateway, though, right?
We don't have to share it with anyone. It is available. It is available for the project or for operations.
Gotcha.
But we are now
unencumbered.
It is unencumbered, and we are now just starting to show that in our project accounting, so that you'll see if we weren't showing that after today's amendment of $280,000, there'd be a balance of just a few thousand.
Yeah.
But now you'll see there's a balance of $286,000.
Gotcha.
Or there would be about
$2,086,000. David, so that money is allocated to the peer project only, or once a peer project is closed, that it goes into the general operating fund?
Correct. We're showing it here because, you know, there is continued negotiation on closeout items, et cetera. So we want folks to be aware of, you know, the funding that is in the project account. But should it not be needed for the project, it is unencumbered and would shift to our operating reserve.
That's great. And that gives us some flexibility, too, in some of these follow-up items. Yeah,
absolutely.
Great.
Any other questions on that or anything else in Phage report?
Phage report.
Great report, Faye, as always. It's very, all very clear.
Thanks, Bob.
Amen.
move on to the OFA report.
So the OFA report, as you recall, it was presented at last Finance Committee meeting. The only amendment was the exclusion or the separation of the $288,000 as identified by David from the HDA summary as a note in the New London State Fair project summary.
I would just say that this bullet should be changed to an asterisk.
What's an asterisk? And the final document.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Go back to the New London State Pier project on the OFA report.
Oh, so sorry.
The interest that we just talked about is that's in the funding received?
It's not actually.
So it would have been, or it was included in the last OFA report submitted as encumbered construction costs. But because it has not been passed by the board, and this is a report.
No. He's asking about the $2 million, the interest. We don't have the interest here because we weren't really including it in available funds
received
at the time when this report was completed at the end of the last fiscal year. We didn't sort of take it as funding available to us until we achieve the substantial completion this quarter. So we would add it in the next quarterly report in the funding received line.
Or another, is it funding? Is that funding received or is it something else? Yeah.
It's generally.
Yeah, well, all right. So we'll see. We'll see a line for that.
Yeah. It's not really, you're right. It's not really funding received. Yeah.
Yeah, it's non-encumbered interest revenue.
Yeah.
Do we really even need it here for that report?
I mean, we have to ultimately show it somewhere because it is an asset that is available to us, and this is meant to be all encompassing. But I don't know. Does it go in the peer project or does it go up in general operations? But we know that it's in the escrow account. I'm not sure, but it needs to get added somewhere on here next quarter.
So I'm sorry. So, and it's not in this report, David, because the delivery of the port is substantial complete or whatever milestone we had occurred after June 30th. Is that the idea?
Yeah, it actually occurred
in June. Yeah.
We just hadn't made the decision until July that we would use that as the marker for taking credit for the interest.
Gotcha.
Like the interest has been accruing in the background. We just have always kind of talked about when to kind of take it as income. And so you're right. Technically, it have the milestone that we are hanging it on occurred in June.
It occurred.
We just didn't decide to hang it on that milestone until July.
As a matter of fact, it occurred June 21, which is one day after the board meeting on June 20.
Yeah.
Is when it occurred.
Interesting.
Yeah. It occurred one day after the board meeting June 20. And then we reach substantial completion right at that point.
I mean,
one day after.
There's nothing, maybe let me say it differently.
Yeah.
There's nothing that formally says that we should start taking credit for the interest upon that milestone. So we could all now say we're taking credit for the interest at the start of the fiscal year following the achievement of that milestone.
Yeah.
And that then becomes the policy.
Mm-hmm.
And we will document that accordingly. But
there was nothing specific.
You know, I don't know. I mean, we maybe should have been logging it quarterly all along or something, but we just.
Yeah, you know, this OFA report, maybe we add a line to that. There's funding received, and then right below that would be, you know, interest earned or something.
Yeah. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Just for completeness.
For the next OFA report, Tom.
Or on this report, even. I mean, as of 6:30, there's $2 million that otherwise isn't accounted for on this summary. And I guess, I don't know, it wouldn't hurt to add it, but I'll defer to you all.
When would we submit this? Like
today.
And they are waiting on it.
Well, yes, only because of the time frame. This is June 30th, May in September.
Right.
I think that that's the best that will be told.
Or even if you want, put another asterisk that says, you know, not accounted for or something like that. Just you know, if somebody's going to sign off on the report, it might as well be as accurate as possible, or as transparent as possible.
If we're including it in the body, but just do that before the board.
Actually, yeah, we gotta be careful too. What does that do to our income statement and everything else? Well,
pardon?
No, it shouldn't. It's always been on our income statement.
It's on the income statement and the balance sheet. So it's included in the Webster funds and it's included on the income statement.
Okay.
So it just has not been included in the available funds for the HB project.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah, it's really a question as to sort of when the money, you know, the OFA report is really meant to, I think, document funds that are available for our use.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that the HDA really specifies at which time the interest becomes available for our use. It's not explicit, I don't think, in the HDA or the
escrow. It's a maybe basis as well, because if it's not needed for the project, it will not be for project use. It will be for general operations.
Right.
Right. Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
So Tom, tell me if you disagree, but I'm comfortable with it not being on here,
yeah,
because on our balance sheet, right? And because it's in places that actually depict the totality of our financial situation.
Right. And the availability or non-availability of that money for the project itself, right?
Yeah.
Until that decision is made. Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. But we should resolve it before our next quarterly report.
But it will be resolved by then.
Absolutely. Okay. Do we need a motion on this, or did we approve it?
It was approved
last time, and you're just showing us how you've documented, shifted the encumbered amount out of the actual, because it wasn't.
It was included on the report before. So I'm not sure if a new motion is needed.
I think to be on the safe side,
sure,
we should go ahead and do a motion.
Sure.
Because we're bringing this before the board at noon.
Okay. Is there a motion to recommend the OFA report be approved by the board as amended?
So moved.
Seconded by Paul.
Seconded by Paul. Any comments or discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. And finally, Faye is going to share some banking and investment opportunities.
Hey, and David, going back to that $2 million, it actually should not be on that state pier project list, right? Because you'd have to put it on and then take it off, which doesn't make any sense. So you'd have to add it and then back it out the next quarter. So that doesn't
Yeah.
it's actually technically probably not.
Right. I think if we were to add it to the OFA report, it probably is its own totally separate
No.
box, right?
I'm good with that.
Okay.
And the last item is just a snapshot of CPA's background work in looking for the best places and best products to place CPA's income to get more interest. We reached out to three banks. Two were able to provide the comparative data to date. And with that in mind, we are looking at options to
So you have gone to another bank?
Yes,
to
we did reach out as well.
Yeah. So the current bank, whoever that is, we all know, but they're competing against us.
Yes.
Somebody else, right? Yeah. And so is proposal number two the existing bank, or is that a...
No, so the current bank is the first one.
Okay,
proposal
gotcha.
Number
so
one, and then proposal number
two. There's
two
people bidding for our
so
business, right?
Proposal number
Three.
One does look like the best option because it gives more for less.
Yep.
Questions?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think I have that report. Or maybe you could, I'm not sure it was in the email.
Oh, apologies, it would have been sent out this morning.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Apologies for that.
I haven't seen it.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
I did hold back waiting for the third proposal.
Which we just received. Yeah. Just received that. Yeah. Okay.
We met with them, but we did not submit the final.
So my only question is whether this is truly apples to apples or not. I mean, proposal one reads more like a, you know, a high yield savings or maybe even like a CD. They're able to do all the other wire and ACH and stuff like that.
All will comparative.
Okay, well then that's a no brainer.
Yeah, this one's easy. Actually, you know, I looked at Fidelity, excuse me, this morning, just to see what they had, but you know, a 1 month CD at 5.5 or 12 month at 4.7 is quite good.
Yeah.
And proposal number one is reputable in terms of the
institution.
Yes. Absolutely.
We've
absolutely
only reached out to
Rapid.
It's not some Brooklyn based bank.
No.
They have a few municipalities on board as well.
Do we need to formally authorize?
This is one of our responsibilities.
Yeah, this
from
is
an administrative standpoint.
Yeah,
we just want to make sure that the committee is aware.
Right.
Yeah,
I think as I said last time, as long as we're not setting up investments that would put funding at risk, for which.
Yes, right.
I think we would need an investment committee and
That's
some
right.
specific action. This is within your operating purview of the
mm-hmm.
organization.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the plan in terms of how much to allocate, for example, to a 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, or 12 month CD?
So that is taking into account one CPA's operational budgets, making sure that we have 3 months at least within our general operating bank account, as well as ensuring that taking into account any needs within the period. So if we were to go 3 months I'm not looking at any 12 months or even 6 months as of now. Everything will be 3 months and stiff.
Sorry. In between the construction, I think you just said that the funds that are not needed to be available within the next 3 months will be put in a 3 month CD.
So we will be taking into account our general operational funds as well as having funds within STIF. So we would always have STIF as available funding, and then that is where we'll determine how much can go into a 3-year CD max. We are not looking at 6 months or 12 months
Three months max. Yeah, I'm okay with it. And what's the rate we're getting from the state fund?
The state fund is roughly 5.2.
Okay.
That is
okay.
As well. So that 13,000 that you saw on the revenue statement, that came from 1 month of STIF.
So that, okay. Terrific.
So just a question for Faye. Is that what you described? Is that written down somewhere, a memo, or, you know, this is what we're going to do with our funds just for guidance or?
No, it's not, but we can do that.
Yeah,
that's very easy. We haven't finished really the total review, but once this review is completed, we can and we'll do that. That's a good suggestion.
It's a good suggestion, Paul, and we can adopt it as a policy.
Right.
Any other questions or comments? That's good work,
Ben.
Yes.
Keep earning more money.
Yeah, that's a couple hundred thousand dollars worth of good work, or 100 at least, probably.
Right.
All right. Any old business? Any new business? All right. Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Actually, I have one more question before we. So this. This investment policy, is that something that we have the authority to adopt, or does that need to go to the full board? Anybody have an opinion on that?
I would think it would be the full board, but we would give a recommendation, I would imagine. But I don't know. That's just my guess.
So there is
I agree. I think it needs to go to the
accounting policies and procedures manual, to whereby the finance director has the authority to invest within prudent measures. But we can update it if that is what the committee wants.
Let's circulate that language so that everyone has it, and then we can make a determination at the next meeting whether we want to add any details to that based on discussion.
Clearly this is within your prudent discretion, and maybe then if we get a little bit more detailed on the policy, that's something we recommend to the board if necessary.
Okay,
definitely.
Okay, so sorry for that.
No worries. Anything else? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved
by John. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Gaffney. The meeting is adjourned at 10:37, and I will see you all at noon.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.